we approach the Sonoran landscape as visitors, not as storytellers of a place that you know it isn't ours to claim, but instead we're here as observers and driven enormously by curiosity and learning from local photographers and scientists and journalists and farmers, landowners. And often when we're there physically, that's some of the most exciting things, talking and learning from these people. And then what happens once we've done a lot of recording is that back in the studio, we spend then months poring over the incredible data that we've recorded. You know, often discovering things that like took that entire year to record and you just wouldn't be able to see there. There's often a magic moment or two, and it's a kind of delayed joy, a revelation, because it takes that long to do that recording and then takes even longer to see it and show it to people. Our technology doesn't operate like it does on your iPhone, where you whip it out, hit a button, take a photo, and there you go, you can see it. These things take time for nature to reveal itself. And also the data is a lot to process on our end. So yeah, it's a really exciting process and journey that we go on. And so what kind of emerges then, like, it's a perspective sort of distinctly filtered through our studio's particular lens and technology.